Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John speaking. Welcome to the Seeing of the Divine, Level 5, Session 2, April 28th, 2020. What a year, huh? We certainly have had a lot of action worldwide. Certainly hadn't been fun, but it certainly has been different. And, you know, it's sometimes it gets a little depressing and it gets a little this and a little that, but I think the best thing to do is just kind of go on with your life and do what you need to do. And, you know, I just am very positive and feel like it won't be too long and things will be a little bit different. But there are going to be some permanent changes. I really feel of that. Now, of course, to me, personally now, of course, this is speaking personally, the real advantage to me is that there's a lot less amount of closing and washing and drying that needs to be done in this household. Yeah, you know, at least it is, you know, for me. You know, during the day, I just have two sets of clothes. I wear nighttime jammies and daytime jammies. So that's it. I only have one change and, you know, well, it works for me. It may not work for everybody, but just a suggestion, you know. Just saying. Now, due to this virus, we have no way of positively scheduling, of course, until we have some sense of how this quarantine plays out. So our conference is still scheduled for October the 1st, so please put that on your calendar. You know, you can make reservations at the lodge if you want to, and, of course, cancel it later, so that's not a big problem there. They're fine with that. So, we will let you know, though, if anything changes. That is quite a ways out, and we're hoping that things straighten out by then.
Well, we're hoping that by the 1st of June we'll have some sense of it before, and we'll get a registration out to everybody. So, anyway.
Not to worry.
Not to worry.
Right. Now, also, Katie Piercy has asked that we make an announcement about the STI email list. She is she's added three more names to it, and we'll post the correct list at the end of this week. If you want your name and email added to the list, please contact her as soon as possible. Again, tonight's session will be a continuation of session one, and will feature the Triad and Yeshua. These three sessions are extremely important, both energetically as well as conceptually. They ask that we please stay focused. They are the next step in our ascension process, so that's something to look forward to. Now, do not allow yourself to be distracted by outside influences that create disharmony, fear, and separation. What you do, you know, when you do that, it allows the opposing factions to win temporarily. Tonight, of course, we'll start with a centering meditation with our dear friend Archangel Gabriel, followed by a review of last week's session. Then the Triad and Yeshua will present some important information for us. Yeshua will finish the evening with a powerful, energetic meditation. So now, let's start off by all taking a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I come as an archangel of light, of the light of Source. And I don't often speak of this, but it is very important this evening that as we gather fully and completely in the radiance of that light. As you gather this evening, please make note how brilliant that glowing light is within each and every one of you. You have received a beautiful garment of light with the sacred name of Source on it, and you wear it well. How beautiful you are. Also notice that there is a brilliant glow coming from the center channel of your body. Those golden letters of the sacred name, the personal name of Prime Creator, are very specifically placed within that center channel. And you are radiating and glowing in that light. Perhaps you have not noticed how easy it is to direct your attention and feel yourself in your light body since last we met. Take a deep breath and feel that now. For you are the light of the source of your being. Feel that light body in its beautiful expression of your divine essence as a Christed being. Now, activate your Merkaba vehicle. And with intention and purpose, begin individually to file one by one in this radiance that you are. One by one, file into the crucible, into our community of light, and take your seat with all members of this crucible. As you sit with us, notice there's a shift in this familiar energy. And each one of us are nodding to you and recognizing the change in your energetic field. You wear your garment of light quite beautiful. As we have gathered this evening with intention and purpose, to receive the second part of these teachings coming from the realms of the source of all that is. Take a deep breath. Be very conscious, very present in this moment. And let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, again for that wonderful beginning to tonight's session. It was absolutely perfect, as it always is. So thank you. Now, let's just have a short review of last week. The collective consciousness of the triadic configuration of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek came forward first. It was important in these three teaching sessions that they are represented in this triadic configuration. These sessions are specific to activating our light garments of our light body. Yeshua then presented his experience on Mount Tabor when he received his special light garment. He explained the significance of the fire letters and the positioning of them on our body. He showed us how we were given the fire letters of the sacred name, the principal sacred name of Prime Creator, that is expressed in a very energetic yet personal way. Yeshua explained that the fire letters relate to the guidance through the archangelic realm. He told us that they look like and mimic Hebrew letters, but there is a difference in the energetics. They are read from right to left rather than our accustomed style of left to right. Yeshua spoke of the importance of the hieroglyphic writing of the fire letters and how they carry a tremendous energy of divine, precise replication that we must recognize. These are also a type of holographic transmissions that continue to transmit in the purity of the similitude of the divine energy that is always within us. The special divine marking of the personal name of Source were placed within the central channel of our body in this last session. These fire letters mark us for eternity as a Christed being of light. As we navigate that third dimensional paradigm of separation, fear, and polarization, we forgot. We cannot see the Christed fire letters that were within us. The purpose of the first session of three successive teachings was to fully activate our light garment and our light body. Secondly, to remind us that we are marked with the most sacred name of Source when the fire letters were placed in the central channel of our body, the moment we embodied into the physical realm. The presence of the fire letters in the central column of our body changed the consciousness of a certain iteration of the third dimensional body, so it could awaken and transform into a new iteration of the fifth dimension. The teaching given by Yeshua at the Easter gathering set in play the energetics of forgiveness. Now, forgiveness enables us to begin to release the energetic hold that the distortions of third dimension has on our souls. Forgiveness is the key to open the beginning stages of the transformational levels of 5D. The transformational stages of 5D put us in a more refined frequency of light, where we are then able to utilize the elements of love in our creations. We begin to see ourselves in the unity with all realms of creation. Now, of course, unity consciousness elevates our ability to begin to express ourselves in this light body. Our ascension process can begin in a way that we cannot imagine at this time. Our teachers of light told us that in the next two sessions we will be led through precise steps to create the path of enlightenment, unity, and ascension of the physical, mental, and emotional body. Our light body is being recalibrated. Our light garment becomes radiant and luminous as it reflects our Christian nature. This takes time and due diligence for us to create and build a new physical consciousness. Now, in the next two sessions, the triadic configuration will be present to witness and transmit energetic holograms that support this transformational event as it transpires and integrates into the course of this year. We have been guided for many years now through many conferences. One of the key events was our ability to unlock those time locks so that the fifth dimension and the stability of that could take place. We would eventually integrate a stabilized version of the fifth dimensional light template into our bodies. We now have the ability to express this and transmit it. This second session will expand on the energetics and concepts given to us in the last session and also during the Easter gathering. Now, Joan also has something else that she would like to add to this review. So, here's Joan.
Yeah. During the last 2 weeks of integration and contemplation of those unbelievable teachings and energetics from our last session, I realized that maybe it would be helpful for me to tell you about some awarenesses that I had regarding this teaching. I realized that we were specifically led in all of the teachings that we have received along the way that definitely tie together. So if you haven't already discovered them, I would like to tell you what I see currently. Forgiveness of self is the key and gives us the codes to enter into fifth dimensional consciousness. By forgiving ourselves and others, we disengage from the distortion that we created in our thoughts and our emotions. When we were in the fourth dimension, we became aware we actually had a choice. We became aware of our thoughts and our feelings and how they create our reality, and we began to work with the rays of creation, especially the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, to change the anomalies that we had created. We learned to create an energetic replacement geometry. In order for the geometry and the energetics to work, we had to let go of the old pattern and use the new pattern that we had created. We had to disengage from the old electrical and magnetic field that we had created and create a new, a more powerful electromagnetic field. We discovered when we were able to consistently use the replacement patterns and energetics that the pattern no longer existed in our creations, and then if it continually came up and came to the forefront, we had to work with it again, and sometimes again and again. This took a long time for many of us. Then we discovered that there was a key to using that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. The key was going to our sacred heart center and letting go of the attachment we had on the emotional feeling connected to it and the thoughts from which it emanated. We did not specifically call it forgiveness, but through love, compassion, and mercy, really, we eventually released the energetic hold that the anomaly had on us. Yeshua taught us in the Easter gathering that we had to have compassion. We had to have mercy for ourselves and for others who had injured us. This released us from the energetic bindings of the distortion that we created. He taught us that compassion, mercy, kindness can be replacement words for forgiveness, that we humans have a difficult time using. When I asked why, here was the answer. In a fourth dimension, we are hampered by our third dimensional ego that wants to save face, wants to blame somebody else, wants to blame something else. It wants to protect its dominant position in third dimension. There was a belief that maybe we deserved what was happening to us because of our miscreations, our sins, if you will. It was through the Sacred Heart consciousness that we were able to forgive, love, have compassion for ourselves, and voila, the key of forgiveness opened the magic door to complete the energetic function of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation. And the distortions disappeared permanently. Amazing. I also understood that we as creators are responsible for our creations, and it is our responsibility to change, remove any distortions by creating in alignment with our divinity. There's no easy task when we are so limited by our third dimensional bodies and denser paradigms of third and fourth dimensions. I also saw that there is a direct correlation between using the specific keys and codes of forgiveness that relate to a full functioning of the eighth ray of creation, which was never really fully understood. It was not a magic wand. I knew there was some key that was missing that we could not fully understand at that time. We were given the awareness that in order to fully ascend into our original Christed spirit consciousness that we were created in, that we had to use the energetic power of the eighth ray of creation. When we did that, we could use the seventh ray of creation and go directly to the source. There was no more recycling. There is so much that we have been blessed with to receive in this life. Yes, for some it's been very difficult. As we are way showers, we had to work in the trenches, but the rewards are great. How many connecting pieces and parts do you see in these three immensely important teachings? This should make for a wonderful conversation and discussion in our community call at the end of May. I'm so excited about the current three teachings. I can only imagine what the rest of this year might bring. Let's not get distracted by outside events that trouble us. Let us stay focused and deliberate on our path. The rewards are great. And I know that we are all tired of the isolation and desire to interact with friends and family. But hang in there just for a little longer. The benefits are great as you go within and see the beauty that was created in your spirit, in the beautiful light of Source that you are now seeing, that you couldn't see before. They're in your body. They're changing your body consciousness, the Yod. Hey, Bob, hey, they're in your light garment. So I guess that's it.
Thanks, Joe. That was just great. That was a lot of extra information with a lot of good keys. I think we all really appreciate it. So, but now, let's all get centered in our live bodies and in our sacred hearts and take a deep breath. Breathe in love and exhale light. Now, once more, breathe in love. Please welcome all our teachers of light.
Greetings, beloveds. It is the collective consciousness of we lords of light, of Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. We have come to be with you in these teachings, to disseminate high frequencies of light, of holograms that will be utilized throughout the coming years of your time. There is a direct correlation between our energy and the purity and sanctity of the source that is now within you, around you, and you recognize it. You are amazed by it in some respects, because for so long you didn't know that, nor could you be aware of it. But you have grown under our guidance for many years of your time now. These teachings, these three successive teachings, will alter your ascension path in ways you could not have imagined. It has changed dramatically since you decided to wake up and begin to remove some of the anomalies that plagued you and kept you in the density. These codes that we have been giving you, the sacred names, the light codes, and Yeshua has been showing you the way through the path of forgiveness, which are key in this transformational process. It escalates the entire process tenfold. Hard for you to imagine. But when you receive those codes, those markings, into your very being, into your soul, the direct path was opened in ways that you couldn't see before. So this evening, before we turn it over to Yeshua to do the teaching on a higher frequency energetic of forgiveness and the meaning of that, we would like to discuss with you some important touchstones that you have learned previously. We talked about your spiritual body, what it was composed of. We have talked to you about your over-self, your over-soul, and your Christed over-soul. We have energetically helped you position your over-soul into your body, where it was drawn in through your crown and part and that oversoul consciousness stayed in the crown, in your beautiful crown of light, open, receptive. But it also descended into your sacred heart and further impacted your heart chakra, where you began to have respect for yourself. Couldn't quite get to love, but that was forthcoming shortly, and it did come. You may have still have difficulty saying, I love myself, but you do honor what Source created in you. And in that honor and gratitude, the reflection of you in that divine similitude of Source began to take hold in your heart and in your mind. And that beautiful magenta flame in your sacred heart that was merged with the flame in your pineal altered your ability to process the complexity of spiritual concepts. So the other thing that has a direct correlation to these teachings now, which you will understand more fully as we progress, is that Christed oversoul. You can see your markings. You can see that yod, hey, vav, hey, in your center channel of your body. And you begin to use those energetics efficiently and effectively. And your body's dimensional frequency is altered. It is with this configuration of we three lords of light and that consciousness that needs to be more fully understood by you. Not only are we lords of light, some of you interact with this at the angelic realm, but we are a power of source energy. And we emanate from the source itself, from the seat of grace. And we distribute as you evolve through the dimensional times and frequencies certain light energies that affect your electromagnetic field of your body and affect the Earth's electromagnetic field as you walk day to day on this beautiful planet Earth. And she too is resonating to you the glory of her Christed nature. We help you in our full expression understand a little more about the function of your Christed oversoul that is now coming more into complete alignment through the fire letters and through the markings of the sacred name of Source. And the energetics that go with that. There's no accident that in the center column of your body that certain letters were positioned in certain areas of the body, primarily the yod, in the area of your brain, of your pineal center, of their third eye. Can you imagine the effect of the energetics and the stirrings of the usability of that center more effectively, efficiently, and in full alignment with your true nature as a Christed being? So it's within these teachings and the energetics that we bring to you in these teachings that that Christed oversoul also begins to take up residence within the body. And the mind of that Christed oversoul begins not only to transmit to your oversoul mind, to your higher self, and to your mind, as your higher mind, as it is merged with that Christed mind, as it is has begun to merge with universal mind. Lots of energetic amplifications are taking that place through our presence and understanding of the Holy Spirit as only a part of the massive consciousness of Prime Creator. It is totally merged with all other iterations of a full expression of Prime Creator. Yes, it emanates a very distinct feminine, which you would call feminine, which in these vaster realms, there is no such separation, functions in wholeness. So the one that you call Father God, the Father, the Prime Creator, the masculine, the one that moves and creates energy, is always unified with its the completeness and wholeness of the essence of the consciousness of Source. So as this Christed mind becomes more active within you, within your higher mind, and a unification begins to take place in all of your bodies, especially in these, in three of the bodies. Your overself, which is the higher expression of you, the more refined expression of you as a Christed being. That oversoul, the oversoul mind, and the Christed oversoul begin to function as a unit very distinctly within you, within your consciousness, and great changes occur quickly. So we wanted to discuss this with you and tell you this is why we have been stressing how important these three teachings are for you. It will take this entire year for you to integrate some of these concepts. But the more that you allow and sit in the presence of this massive holograph through the sacred name, sit, feel the difference in your body, feel the difference in your consciousness, understand the transformation that is occurring within you. So take time for you individually. Because of the quarantine that is now in place, take advantage of that time where you aren't required to go off in the wilderness to a cave or a tent out in the world. But you have the comfort of your own environment that you are changing and altering the energetics in that environment, in the comfort of your room, with your sacred articles, the space that you meditate in. Take advantage of that comfort and that space, because as you utilize it to help you integrate and be aware of yourself as this beautiful being of Christed energy, you begin to change your environment. Not only make it more comfortable, but the frequencies of light that are within it alter because of your presence. Try to be conscious as you walk the earth, as you take a walk, and your feet on the ground or on the pavement or on the trail, how you resonate the light, the unity, the peace and the harmony. So those who walk after you can walk in a different environment of light. We have often said to you, many teachers have said to you, pay attention. It is with your intention and your attention that you make vast changes. You can affect your community tremendously by intentionally transmitting that fifth dimensional light template. Instability in the highest frequency that you are capable of transmitting. We thank you for receiving us this evening, and we are with you for the remainder of this year. Very specifically, our energetics do not leave you at this very crucial, important transformational time. So we will step back and welcome Master Yeshua. Greetings. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be the spokesperson and to continue teaching that I had started long ago in your time. Teaching that could not be understood at that time, some of which was destroyed, some of it was very compromised and because of the misunderstanding. So I am honored to be part of this crucible and relay the teachings around Christ consciousness and the Christed mind that will change your reality and will change you at a soul-spirit level and ensure the trajectory of an escalated ascension process. I speak to you this evening of a key that I spoke to you about at the Easter call, the key of forgiveness. I did not call it a key then, because I had to set the energetics of forgiveness in a way that could be better understood and accepted for those who are not part of this crucible, so that they too might change the trajectory of their path to ascension. So this evening, I would like to discuss with you the yod spectrum of forgiveness. Now, if you've noticed, the yod spectrum is a spectrum that is marked by the first letter, fire letter, of the divine name of Source. This yod spectrum is a divine intervention and a divine change and alterations in the actual physical composition of matter. It provides a change in the physical composition of matter and alters the effects of time and space. As you progress through the dimensional frequencies of light, you notice that there are shifts in time sequences. And at some point, you will not be hindered by time. You will always be in unity, always be in the present moment where you create wonderful, wonderful things. Beautiful things created with the element of love, as well as the other elements of fire and water, air, earth energy. How else would matter be changed? It's the densest of all matter. So the yod spectrum is also a key code through forgiveness to enter the field that is altered, the electromagnetic field of you, your body, and of matter itself. It changes the energetics of Earth itself. Now, when I talk about forgiveness, it is required at this stage that first and foremost you forgive yourself for the distortions that you have created knowingly and unknowingly. Now, that's a hard one for you to grasp, because the first thought that wants to come into your mind is, well, if I didn't understand, it didn't know, how can I be responsible? You are, because even though you were unconscious, you created a distortion within matter, within your body, and it also created distortions in relationships and within the vicinity of people that you interact with, whether it be at work, it be in whatever venue. You create a distortion in physical matter. So first and foremost, you have to forgive. And how do you do that? Through compassion, through the love that you developed for what Source created in you. How profound you have seen in the last 2 weeks what is emanating within you, growing. And you are in gratitude So it's within that gratitude and the seeing with through that third eye, through the eye of Horus, and that single vision, seeing the beauty of what Source created, that you have compassion for what you created in the density, for what you created in unconsciousness, for what you created in fear, in separation, so that you no longer judge yourself harshly or feel guilt and pain. It is through that yod spectrum, when you petition to be forgiven for those creations that no longer serve you, that were totally out of alignment with your blueprint, with your Christed blueprint. You know, we have spoken to you many times about how some of the creator gods didn't follow the blueprint of creation and created distortions. Well, you are, beloveds, a creator God. And you did create out of alignment with your Christed blueprint. So, release yourself. Take on that beautiful emanation of the yod and alter forever yourself so that you see clearly your blueprint. You see clearly your Christed nature, and you do not fall into denser realities. You stay centered, unified, and in your heart, where all love resides, where your Christed oversoul resonates, where your Christed mind begins to create through thoughts and feelings. So create the yod spectrum for yourself. Create forgiveness, compassion, love. This is the key to the ascension codes that we will be giving you along the way. You have to have the key to open the door and receive the codings and the codes that are needed. And that key is the yod spectrum. And the first step in using the yod spectrum is the act of forgiveness. I often spoke with my disciples about this, asking them when they were going to release and quit holding on to judgments, both of themselves and others, and the guilt that immediately followed. I asked them to feel that in their body and how unlike it was of the light that was being reflected in them through my presence. So I do not ask that of you because you have worked with the rays of creation long enough, replacement patterns. You see the value. But you have totally misunderstood the purpose and the power of forgiveness. Not only do you forgive yourself, you forgive others for the distortions they created that were often hurtful to you. And you use that higher expression of forgiveness for those close to you, your loved ones, your family, your partners. And you begin to love at a level that you had not expected. Not only is the element of love more usable, but the sensory capacity to feel it in the emotions in ways that you have never felt that love. And this is all made possible by the Yod spectrum of forgiveness. Now, it will take a while for you to fully understand this. It will take a while for you to integrate the energetics of this dynamic and very powerful code of the Yod spectrum. And we will add to it from time to time. So now, I want you to take a deep breath. You have been given a tremendous amount of information this evening. So let's have you take a deep breath and breathe in the love of the source of the all that is. And breathe in that light, starting with the Yod. Feel the resonance in your body of those fire letters as they fire in the center channel of your body. Yod, hey, Bob, hey. Take note of where they are positioned and why. Now take another deep breath and go within that sacred temple, within your sacred heart. There is an altar there. And on that altar is a scroll. A lovely, beautiful scroll. Pick up the scroll and open it. This is your divine blueprint. Look at it. You've looked at it before, but look at it now. Notice the divine letters within and around that scroll. The Yod, the Hey, the Vav, Hey. Marked very specifically because it is the blueprint of a Christed being. A beautiful, radiant document. Take it in. View it often. The path has been opened. The energetic path has been opened. So do it often, lest you forget. what is on that blueprint. This alone will set your feet directly on your path to ascension. There are no errors, no mistakes. This beautiful blueprint is quite accurate. Now, roll the scroll back up. Place it on the altar. This beautiful altar is in the temple within your sacred heart, your temple of light. Now, the second part and the last piece, the most valuable last piece that I must give you through the power of my Christed image. I help you, assist you in petitioning the source of your being through this forgiveness prayer. Take a deep breath. And repeat after me. I call upon the source of my being, the source of all that is, to remove all transgressions which I have created consciously against myself and others. Remove all transgressions which I have unconsciously committed until this present time. Forgive me and fill me with your light and your grace so that I may be counted with all in your kingdom of light. Release me from the binds of karma and its cyclical nature so that I create from my original blueprint that you created when you created my spirit. For this, I am eternally grateful. Amen, amen, amen. Sit in silence for a moment or two. Take a deep breath. Be very conscious in this moment. Hear my voice. All is forgiven. You are always forgiven as you navigate in the denseness. But now, beloved beings, you are able to go beyond dimensions and time and create in perfection as I created in perfection when I created your soul. You are perfect and whole, complete. You are a Christed being in total reflection and similitude. The divine. You have been given the keys to your ascension trajectory and a code to alter the effects of time and the effects of matter. Another deep breath. Now sit in unity for 5 minutes in unity with all members of this crucible that has been created for this purpose. We will close this session for this evening. Sit in the radiance of your being. Receive, integrate, contemplate your holiness. Blessings.